We come now to our Bible reading for today, which, as ever in our cafe services, we're going to read together. So the words will appear on the screen, and as I said before, if you spot that magic word, do join in waving your palm crosses. And so we say together, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placing their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. I thought I would share some of my ideas about this. I had three things that really stood out. So the first of them, well, we've got the list. The first is Jesus was fulfilling prophecy, as we've mentioned. The second, Jesus is praised as the coming saviour, which Julia alluded to. And also, the people still didn't know who Jesus really was, which connects in with what Morag was saying just now. But let's have a look in a little bit more detail. So, Jesus was fulfilling prophecy. As he said himself, he didn't come to destroy the law, he came to fulfill it. The law and the prophets all together. The whole of the Old Testament, so many things about what Jesus would do. Indeed, there are over 300 prophecies. I think somewhere it said 365, which would be quite interesting, as that's one for every day of the year. But however many, definitely over 300, one very clear one is done here, and we see it in the passage. Matthew says, this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. And he's quoting from Zechariah, who says, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey. The king is coming, he's riding on a donkey. Jesus fulfilling that prophecy, showing them very clearly who he is. But do they get it? The next bit is Jesus is praised as the coming saviour. They literally use the word, Hosanna, to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. And also, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Which is another connection to the Old Testament where David writes in the Psalms. Psalm 118 starts off by thanking God, but ends up going towards, at the end, God save us. And it's this whole idea of Jesus being saviour that is starting to come out for us. However, the people still didn't get it, even though they were saying the words, even though they were seeing prophecy, which brings us into part three. The people still didn't know who Jesus really was. Now, you might think, well, that's a bit strange, Phil. They've just been praising God's name. They've been saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. They've been saying, Hosanna, which is all about God coming to save. So how can they not get it? Well, the final line we see, the final spoken bit coming from the crowds, this is Jesus. Good so far. Good so far. But that's only three words. The prophet. They still don't get who Jesus is. They think he's just another prophet. They think he's just another prophet like John the Baptist. But no, this is someone greater. This is part of the reason I believe Palm Sunday turns into Good Friday. All of the people who start the week saying Hosanna, waving their palm branches, waving their coats, putting their coats on the ground, all of this celebration, it's amazing. And then, as we'll hear on Friday, the shouts of Hosanna turn to crucify on the cross, just as we've just been waving. It's quite a stark change. The great thing for us is we know the end of the story. We know that it's not just a prophet coming in to Jerusalem. We know that it's not a man who gets nailed to a tree because the people no longer like him. We know that this is Jesus, the Son of God. We know that it doesn't end at the cross, but continues on through the tomb, the resurrection, him returning to heaven, and the fact that there is a day to look forward to. As we have mentioned, the second coming when Jesus will return. And that is why, unlike the crowd, we know why we shout, Hosanna!